David Bridgers, head basketball coach of King City. Wildcats will have Maysville and Princeton. I guess Maysville tonight. Princeton's going to be next week as they finish out the regular basketball season. And, boy, in January, Coach, things were clicking along pretty well. And, you know, at the time we visited last, you'd not necessarily had a great game against, you know, DeKalb. But, you know, because of the context, you don't know whether it was just maybe an off night or whatnot. Well, it turned out that that's the start of some struggles here, and it's the basketball season, for one. It's long enough that, you know, you can get a second wind, but, you know, but the other side of it is you got to do it, though.
That's true. That is very true. The cap thing you did, I don't know whether it was that game in particular. I think a lot of things kind of lined up. Obviously, the competition, a good team, and that we've been balanced through some sickness and some injuries. Although that's not a excuse, it's just that we haven't had the consistency on the floor with everybody. And then when that happens, obviously you lose a little confidence. And so we've been battling through all those things, and we're hoping the fact that we have been battling through adversity, that, like you said, the season's long enough that if we can gather ourselves, we can fight through that. And if we can get through it, then I think it will definitely make us stronger going into the postseason.
Right. And North Andrew was just a game that they kind of controlled. Now, the next game that you had against Worth County, you know, it's a, you know, that's a young, hungry basketball team. So, you know, because they're young, I don't know if, you know, they're most consistent. So you don't necessarily know what you're going to get that night with them, because they could come out and just play lights out, and sometimes maybe not. I assume because of the score, that was kind of a 50-50 game, though?
Yes, it was. We had several opportunities, and Worth County is definitely much, much improved. But in all honesty, the game came down to us, and, you know, I don't know whether because of our girls looked, although we had no right to, looked a little bit ahead because Worth County is young, and record-wise and all this stuff, but we didn't go up there with much emotion and determination, desire to play, which obviously showed up, and Worth County did. And like you said, they were very hungry, and they're young and getting better. And so it was just a perfect storm combination, and we struggled to shoot the ball very well up there, which led to a loss, although we had got beat, I think, I don't know, 4-2, whatever. But the game we probably should have won.
Well, you had Gallatin then in both the crossover game and then the game that was on Tuesday, and you know, you've played some teams this year. In fact, I think you played probably a handful of teams that go in, you know, with a game plan of trying to do something specific to negate your strength. And, you know, that one big strength that you have is your ability to score from about 12 feet and in. Got you know, you can hit some of those shots. Well, I don't know if you played too many teams like Gallatin this year who actually, the way they're constructed, I don't know if they have to change too much to be able to defend that, because they're if you talk about length and then number of players that are long, I don't know if you play too many more than what you do with Gallatin.
No, that's very true. Unfortunately for us, they're a tough matchup. Just what you mentioned, the size inside and challenges what we like to do, so it definitely presents some obstacles for us. Yet they're athletic enough, and they do, you know, they play hard and they rebound, which once again, unfortunately, has been one of our weaknesses all year. So it was just a tough matchup for both games, and you know, you add on the fact that we're still dealing with some sickness and a couple little injuries, and you know, it just, like I said, the last couple of weeks have been very tough on us.
David Bridgers, head basketball coach of King City.